views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. And a happy holiday to everyone. It's Friday before our big holiday weekend, and there's a lot of diverse celebrations happening this weekend. And so however you celebrate, just enjoy your time with family and friends and make it very special. So our 25th conference is coming up February 16th to 20th. It'll get more alive for us after the turn of the year, and when January comes, this is like busy time for Women of Wisdom and getting ready for all of you to come. We invite you to come share your stories. It's important to be a witness for others and gather together to express what's important for women and how we can support each other. We're particularly in this interesting time right now that that's being called for many women to do that. In this time, and we've got the Women's March coming up in Washington, D.C., and in many cities, will there be one in Seattle, too. We're going to have a Woman of Wisdom group going to that, I'm sure. I would love to put out a call for any last-minute year-end donations, so please consider supporting Women of Wisdom. We are a nonprofit and tax-deductible, so you can contribute to our crowdfunding campaign. We are raising funds to make sure that we have the best conference and can cover all our expenses and move forward to continue this important work of raising the feminine consciousness. So important right now in our current social climate. And women need the support to make their voices be strong and be heard. And so contributing to our crowdfunding campaign really helps us to be able to continue doing this work. We're hearing it's time to be active in our local regions where we can make an impact working for what you feel passionate about: water protection, environment, children, education, and women's rights. So one of the things you can do is volunteer at Women of Wisdom at the conference. There's lots of spots for volunteers, and be a part of the organization that supports women. Information on how you can volunteer and be able to attend some events in exchange of volunteering is on our website. And you can also apply for a scholarship. You know, we make it possible for anybody to attend. And all that's on the website, womenofwisdom.org. Just look for 2017 conference. And when you hover over, all these bars will come down and you'll see volunteer and scholarship. And just click on those, and there's application form information and application forms. So I really encourage you to consider volunteering. It's a way to help out. And it's just great to hang out and be with us during that weekend. We've got some early bird deadlines for December 31st for some of our featured guests we want to take advantage of. We have Lori McCammon, author of Enough, and she has a great message of, you know, all that messages we get of we're not enough, I'm not enough, I don't have enough, all that, and getting rid of that concept in our brain. And we have Randy Reagan, author of A Year of Living Mindfully, and astrologer Rebecca Gordon, Your Body and the Stars. I've interviewed all of them on the radio show, and I know their workshops are going to be very powerful. And check out the whole schedule at the 2017 conference schedule page at womenofwisdom.org. And one of our members shared this for about Women of Wisdom. Women of Wisdom helps us keep the flame of hope and creativity alive for women of all ages elsewhere. Much gratitude. Well, today I'm going to be interviewing one of our Women of Wisdom presenters, Ingrid Burkout. Ingrid, originally from the Netherlands, has made her home in Seattle since 1984. And for 20 years, she was a well-known figure in Seattle's famous Pike Place Market, designing and marketing her own clothing. Since then, for many years, she has done breast health education about early detection, which saves lives. And her other artistic interests include painting, sculpture, and photography. She's conducted workshops in finding the inner goddess in clay since 1997. She's back in the early days of Woman Wisdom for several years, did this fabulous workshop on the inner goddess in clay, and she's come back this year. And her workshop on the inner goddess in clay is going to be Saturday, February 18th. So welcome, Ingrid.
Thank you, Chris. Glad to be here.
Yes. Well, tell us your story about coming to the U.S. as an immigrant from the Netherlands. I mean, you know, wow, it's 32 years ago.
I know. It's a long time. It's amazing. Time flies. Yeah, I was always interested in America, one way or another. And then when I met somebody who was from here, fell in love, came to America, I love it. Especially when I saw Mount Rainier, that was it. So I thought I can make my home over here. And yeah, coming here, it was interesting because, you know, it's a whole different country, different language, different culture. It was not easy in the beginning, especially making new friends, very difficult. But yeah, I made friends. And then what we did is we started Art Day. Because in Holland already, I was interested in, I went to art school for a while. We did some clay workshops. And that was actually a very funny story. The first time I worked with a model with clay, I was totally freaked out because at some moment I thought I was touching her instead of the clay. And that was it. No more. I didn't do any more. But so with Art Day, we did that for many years, me and my friends, Monday, Art Day, we would get together and the whole day we would do art, either painting, sculpting, anything. But then sometimes we would come up with a project. And so somebody suggested a goddess project. I thought, oh, well, that's interesting, a goddess project. I realized I didn't know anything about the goddess era. I didn't know anything about matriarchal systems or societies, nothing. And here I had studied history for years. But the only thing you study with history is wars. Well, not the matriarch and not the goddess. So I looked into it and somebody gave me a book from Maria Gimbutas, Civilization of the Goddess. I saw images and there was some clay sitting around and suddenly I started making all these sculptures. And I thought, weird, you know, that is so interesting. They would just come through me. And I didn't know what to do with them. And then somebody saw them and said, well, you should check out Women of Wisdom because that is all about the goddess and it's a spirituality conference. You would really like that. So I went and I was completely amazed. And there I saw all these different figurines and goddess figurines and all these great workshops. And I was totally blown away. I felt I had come home. I'd come home. I felt, you know, I found my female side and my spirituality. And so I realized that's where I can sell my sculptures. So that's what I started doing at the market, and I met all these different wonderful women. And then sometimes they said, well, you know, how did you create your sculptures? And then I told them about the process, that it was all very meditative. And so they said, well, why don't you create a workshop out of it? So that's what I did. So that was in 1997. It's a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, I love what you said. You felt like you came home when you discovered Woman Wisdom, and I've heard that from many people, because there isn't a place in our culture to honor the feminine, to honor the goddess. You know, in churches, it's all God talk, and there are a few examples of places like Guy's Temple that Judith Laxer, one of our members, created. You know, Guy's Temple, but you know, it's not common to find groups where you can. Be in that environment of honoring the goddess. And it doesn't mean that we're not honoring the gods too. It's just that our world is so full of God that to have this balance, to bring in this goddess energy needs some special energy put toward that. And so that's what happens at Woman Wisdom, although it's not. And spirituality, we talk about Woman Wisdom being a woman spirituality conference. To me, that's just a big umbrella. It means that anything women are interested in relates to spirituality for us, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. You know, I really felt that I had never honored my female side. And in this, with the workshops I did, and I felt I came home. And also all these other women, the same thing. It's great to talk about it, to be around it, to feel embraced by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember, and I did your workshop way back then. I don't know what year, 1998. I can't remember, but I still have my goddess figure. It's in my bedroom. My cat actually got into licking it. I think maybe there's some mineral or metal or something that she needs because she would lick it. What are you doing? But someone told me that the shape of my goddess, because she's kind of laying flat, so it's a long woman laying flat on. And they said, oh, it's the shape of Lummi Island. And I'm not even sure what Lummi Island means. I know where it is, up in north, by Bellingham, kind of. But that didn't occur to me. It wasn't what I was doing, making a shape of an island. But that came through, in my hands. Like you say, you use your hands to put these things together. And it's a wonderful experience.
Yeah, that's really the workshop. I like the workshop very, very much. It's basically, it inspires women to bring out, to give physical form to their vision. I do it through images. So I'll show a lot of imagery of old sculptures and figurines from the past. It is a meditation we go through. And people make the most amazing sculptures. And it's, the clay is from Mother Earth. You shape the Mother Earth. And that is such an incredible experience. So it has always been, an amazing experience for myself. But when I see other women work with it, and afterwards they're amazed what they have created. Because a lot of stuff, it's all in our mind. It's all in our mind and in our, but nothing really comes out. And now you create something and you show it.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more with Ingrid Burkout about this art process and everything else.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat, and from all of us here at Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show, we wish you a absolutely incredible holiday season and a happy new year. I want to thank you all so very much for being on this journey with us for over 14 years, and all of us here promise to always listen to what you desire more of and deliver it. Happy New Year from all of us to all of you.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
A mission to bring together 1 billion people in joy. A global movement of joy and gratitude, helping to create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. December 25th and January 1st, wherever you are in the world, when your clock strikes noon, Take a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude with the millions of people around the world who are participating in this campaign. Be part of one of the most powerful programs to create a better future. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm speaking with Ingrid Burkow, and she's doing this fabulous Inner Goddess and Clay workshop on Saturday, February 18th. You know, the conference is at Northdale College, so that's where we'll be. And that's on Saturday, February 18th. Right. So, Ingrid, and you shared a little bit about some of the things that you've done in art, but I just wonder, you know, what drew you to move into an art direction? And as a child, did you know that was a calling for you to be an artist?
Well, you know, I've always, looking back, I always was busy with photography. It's amazing I didn't continue with that, but I'm still continuing with that. I already took pictures since I was very young. I loved it. In school, I would always be drawing. And so it was in me, but you know, yeah, you were not really pushed in that direction or inspired. Nobody said, oh, Ingrid, you should become an artist, you know. So I just continued sort of with it, but it really came up here in America. Oh, actually in Holland, I was an artist for a while in Holland. I worked for the multimedia youth center called the Milky Way in Amsterdam. And I created all their advertising. I did silkscreen. So we took pictures. I created posters. And it was all done by hand in those days. So nothing computers. There were no computers. So even the lettering was all done by hand lettering. And then I had to print like sometimes 300, 400 posters. And they would be all over Amsterdam. Advertising the multimedia youth center. So there was theater, there was music, there was movies, we had a restaurant, and all that, you know, every week I produced so many of these posters. So it was a lot of work. And I totally had forgotten about that. That's interesting. So coming to America, in the beginning with my partner, we started a shop on Broadway called Excess. But after a year, we sort of, you know, we didn't quite like it anymore. And that's when we started to print fabrics. Again, silkscreen, because we were into silkscreen. We silkscreen fabric and made shirts and shorts and pants in the Pike Place Market. And one of our most famous one is the fish. And it was a smelt shirt. So what we did is we took smelt and put them on a photocopy machine and then drew them. And so the shirt was full of smelt. And then I made a space needle design because, of course, the space needle existed so many years. And we had an airplane one for Boeing. And it's funny because I still see, after all these years, I still see people wearing the shirts. And so I call up to them and say, I made that shirt. Oh, it's my favorite shirt. And I wash it myself. And oh, it's very popular in Italy when I go there. And so for years, I sold those shirts in the market. And why I like the market is because the whole world comes by there. So you're always, you know, people from all over the world, I can ask questions like, how is it going over there? And what do you think of this? And because I've always been interested in different cultures and different, you know, people who are different than I am. So, yeah, it was a great experience. So, actually, you know, so the creativity continued in the shirts. That was really cool.
I want to make a comment about, people may not know what smelt are, but the big little fish. When I was a kid, we'd go camping on the coast at Kalaluk on the Washington coast. And there'd be these great beaches, and we'd have these big nets, and we would catch smelt fish. And, you know, they'd be in a rut, and they'd come out, you know, kind of a school of smelt fish. They're just little ones. And I think probably because my father's from Norway that he liked doing that. But so you just brought a childhood memory back to me.
Yeah, I know, because, you know, my partner is also Norwegian stock, and we would go to La Conner. And there was a fish fertilizer factory. And so the fish loved to come over there. And we would have a long line with lots of little hooks on it. You put those in, and then you would get like four or five at a time. So it was really, and they're great eating. They're great eating. I love them. So instead of, you know, whales on our shirts, we had smelt on our shirts.
That's funny. So I wish you were still doing clothing. You know, here you got people walking around still with your shirts.
I'm thinking of again of fabric, but you know, it was so intensive because we had to, you know, we printed all these, you know, yards and yards of fabric and then cut them all out, and then we had them sewn up. Then I dyed them in all these different colors, ironed all the shirts, went to the market, sold them there, and it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think right now I would probably have them printed. You know, that would be a lot.
Yeah, there's ways now to automate things. Yeah, yeah, it's true. Well, I forgot, I want you to share how people can connect with you. I know you don't have a website, but how can people find you?
Yeah, so I don't have a website yet, but people can definitely contact me on my Facebook page. And it's Ingrid Berghout, same name, on Facebook. So it's the Seattle one, because I noticed there are more Ingrid Berghouts from all over the world. I've connected someone.
I know. Isn't it amazing? When how many Ingrid Berghouts can there be? So spell your name.
I know. I know. It's very interesting. I've even connected with some of them to see if they were family, but no, they're not family. Well, okay. But definitely people can connect on Facebook.
Okay, so it's Ingrid, Ingrid, Berghout, excuse me, is Berghout.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
And a lot of times I put my pictures on there because, you know, I still like to do the photography very much too, so.
Yes. Yeah. So, getting back to the workshop, I love that you brought up a little bit about Mother Earth. And, you know, when you're dealing with clay, it is, you know, from the Mother Earth. And you're exploring, and it's an interesting process because you're dealing with all the elements. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think so, you know, all those sculptures, all those figurines that have been made mostly by women from the Earth is... I find that is very grounding, very grounding. And yeah, why I say earth, water, air, and fire is because it's the earth, and it's clay, which is also, of course, the water. You can air dry it, and that's actually the clay that I'm using in my workshop. You can air dry it, but the fire, you can also fire it in the kiln. It's low fire. But it dries also by itself. So basically, it's all the different elements are in these figurines, because, you know, it has all the elements in it. And what I like about this clay too, that you can air dry, is that you don't need any technique. It's really, you know, like my very first sculpture that I made, I didn't have any technique either. And then I fired it, and it completely fell apart. It's, you know, it just exploded, because you cannot fire a totally solid sculpture. you really have to hollow it out and make it in such a way that there are no air bubbles or anything, because otherwise, there it goes. And so that's a nice thing about the clay that I use for this workshop, which is a Mexican pottery clay, that you don't need any technique. So that's what you can do, make anything you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great process, and I know you bring in the meditative aspect of it too, so people are going inside themselves to find that that self-discovery of the goddess, and then explore with your hands in creating this art object. So it, you know, starts from that inward work, inner meditative process, so that you lead people in so beautifully. Well, one of the other things you do, I'm just having a couple of minutes left, is you work in breast health education. And so share a little bit about what, because that's an important women's issue, and you've been doing this for many years too, to help for early detection. And you've been working with a lot of immigrants in this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that's really one of my other passions. And it all started because my sister-in-law, when she was 40, she was in Holland, she was positive for breast cancer. And I didn't think much about it. Oh, yeah, breast cancer. And so she was treated, and she was cancer-free, what they said, for about a year. And but then it went pretty fast, and in 4 years, she passed away. And there was my brother with my young nephews, and it has been devastating on the family. So that really made me passionate about it, that I really wanted to work with it and educate people and really let them know that early detection, you know, sadly enough, there is no prevention so far. It's all about early detection, that women really do their mammogram and deal with it. And so here, being here in America, several of my friends had had breast cancer. But it was all early detection, and they were all fine. So what I do is I've been working for about 15 years now, going to the different communities and educating people about breast health. And what I do is I organize mobile health screening. So we go to the different communities, and mostly it's minority communities, so the Latina community, I go to the Sikh, to the Somali.
Mm-hmm. What an experience. And we don't have any more time to talk about it, but what great work that you're doing and those community, you know, informing, you know, especially in those diverse communities who might have a problem understanding the language or understanding, you know, what this is all about and any fears they have of going to the doctor, whatever. Anyway, thank you, Ingrid. Be sure to check out Ingrid's workshop at the conference, The Inner Goddess in Clay, Saturday, February 18th. So we're going to take another quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to another presenter, Fatima Gordon.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. We want to wish all of you out there an amazing, amazing holiday season and a super happy new year. This year was a year of endings in so many ways. We are so looking forward to an amazing next year with the launch of TransformationRadio.fm. And for those of you that have given us advice, those of you that have sent your wishes to us, we want to let you know that we've heard every word. We're so looking forward to bringing accelerated positive change in 2017. I want to thank you all so very much for being on this journey with us for over 14 years. And all of us here promise to always listen to what you desire more of and deliver it. Happy New Year from all of us to all of you.
Happy New Year!
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
A mission to bring together 1 billion people in joy. A global movement of joy and gratitude, helping to create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. December 25th and January 1st, wherever you are in the world, when your clock strikes noon, take a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude with the millions of people around the world who are participating in this campaign. Be part of one of the most powerful programs to create a better future. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Christina. So now I'm going to introduce you to Fatima Gordon. Fatima has over 30 years of African dance instruction and performance. She's been a favorite presenter in the early years of Women Wisdom Conference, and we're so glad to bring her back, too. She's given a workshop on the African dance on Saturday, February 18th as well. And so welcome, Fatima.
Hi, welcome. Welcome. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Well, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm so glad to have you on the show and have you at Women of Wisdom this year.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So tell us about how you became interested in dance.
Well, I danced all my life in Gary, Indiana, because it was African village, and we danced for every reason. I was chasing our bluesy feelings away, dancing our joy. I mean, truly, like African spirituality, there's a dance for every life cycle. So it started there. I was a cheerleader. I was real physical, the oldest child. And my mom had five children at 21. I'm her oldest. So she put us in community programs, and I end up in a dance show, a dance class, with an incredible teacher who's now my ancestor. And that really started yearning deeply. And then I moved out here in 1981, totally culturally shocked, and jumped into an African dance class and baptized myself. And the dance chose me, and I began teaching and performing, you know, back in 1983.
Been that a long time.
The journey, yeah.
Now, you said you were in, where was it, Indiana that you?
Yeah, Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of dance, a lot of art, a lot of culture, you know? Truly, that was a start. Well, you know, back in the 50s, the elders really kind of ran their rhythm sort of ran the community. And it was truly Little Africa, because it was a predominantly African-American community, and we danced for every reason, and there was lots of music. I mean, there was lots of music. I mean, and there was a lot of creativity. I just grew up with a ton of creativity and a ton of talent, so, you know, and dance was was therapeutic. It was a release. It was a celebration. It was a way to resist, you know, different oppressions and different racisms and so forth. It goes back, all the way back to, you know, the origins of time, particularly in African culture. So, you know, I was fortunate to have some of the African culture infused with the African American experience. And it was all dance when I look back.
Well, then that's great. Then coming here to Seattle, you said it's a bit of a culture shock. So talk a little bit about that.
They were actually doing workshops back in 1981 through maybe 1985 because someone recognized that there was some kind of stress going on around it not having the same type of culture when I came. It was a lot more, you know, you kind of assimilated into the dominant culture, which didn't look anything like what I had grew up with. But I found an African dance class. I literally crawled my way to looking for some form of, you know, the aesthetics I grew up with, theater, poetry, song, even gospel singing. So this African dance class was, it was a new experience with a drum. And at the time I was working at the post office, and eventually I decided I wanted to bring more offering to the dance because there was something really deep going on. So I left the post office and I began to blend oils to dance and dance to blend oils. And I needed that deep root heartbeat rhythm. And it was pretty superficial, you know, from what I could recognize now looking back. It the beat wasn't deep enough to jump me off, to fill me up. So I went hunting for it, you know, and I found it in African dance. So they say the dance chooses you. So next thing I knew, I'm remembering things that only my bones and soul could know. And there I was doing these dances. And, you know, there was a rigorous, at the time that I came up in it, it was a rigorous process to learn these dances from different parts of Africa and to make the connection with how we danced and moved. See, all moves that we did was African dance. And so, you know, that was the beginning. I'm in the process of putting together a danceology, a memoir, and telling some really strong stories that can walk people into a kind of soul sojourn that they all remember. You begin to remember when you danced with women eons ago. It's an incredible journey, actually.
Yeah, it's like in our DNA, because it's in our genes, it's in our ancestry. So we still have it. So there's that remembrance, and I imagine that, you know, it's for you, like, oh, this is deep in me, this African dance, discovering the African dance.
Yes.
You could relate to it. And we all have those roots. You know, it's, I sometimes, you know, we know that African people have this great rhythm, and we, you know, you talk about us, you know, European people from the European background, that, you know, we don't move our hips as much and we're a little more reserved in our dance. And yet, you know, probably if we go back further, there's lots of dance movements and history there. But I do know, and taking your workshop many, many years ago, Woman of Wisdom, you do get your hips really moving. And it's this great exercise. But I remember doing a skit with some people, and we had the skit, we're using hula hoops. And I could hold up the hula hoop on my hips for a long time because I had learned to move my hips with the African dance.
Oh, yes. We resonate so deeply, like you said, all women. And we just lived in this patriarchal, dominant society that, you know, have us, you know, more left brain in our, you know, process of thinking, whereas you know, dance is worship with the body, and it's the body that remembers, the bones that remember. And that's, you know, really in line with the theme of this 25th WOW conference. So it's pretty exciting, you know.
Our theme is remember who you are is our theme.
Yes. So it'll be a lot of that. I mean, they've always been like really rich conferences of remembering who you are. So I could see, you know, the beauty in the 25th being remembering who we are. And certainly, you know, the body is going to be showing up. The temple is, you know, celebrating and healing and bringing stuff up that's been buried deep, and just allowing us to remember how our muscles moved and how our spirits moved. Yeah.
Yes, and you know what? We don't dance enough. And I mean, I don't either. And just it's how important it is to move the body and to be in touch with our body, our physicality. It's important for our health and not just physical health, but emotional and spiritual health too.
Exactly. You're right, Chris. And I believe that in 2017, there's going to be so much dancing, so much singing, so much art. It's time. There's a renaissance remembering who we are. So we will be dancing a whole lot, you know, for all of the reasons you mentioned.
Yeah, and that's why we need dancer leaders like yourself, you know, and people who teach dancing.
Yes, we do. And we're going to kind of facilitate and bring out the dance in each person that kind of leads their life, their rhythm pattern, because we all have natural rhythm. Like you said, it's encoded in our DNA. So we're going to see a lot. We'll just be facilitating. I've always said I'm a spirit that just invites other spirits out to play, because we've all played together before in ancient times.
Yeah, well, that's going to be great. Well, we're going to take a short break and we'll come back and talk more with Fatima Gordon.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat, and from all of us here at Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show, we wish you a absolutely incredible holiday season and a happy new year. I want to thank you all so very much for being on this journey with us for over 14 years, and all of us here promise to always listen to what you desire more of and deliver it. Happy New Year from all of us to all of you.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and we've been talking with Fatima Gordon. She is giving a workshop on African dance and rhythms and at Woman Wisdom. It's going to be February 18th. And Fatima, I don't think you have a website, but is there any information you give how people can find you? Because I know you do, you know, if you do dance classes.
I'd like to give my website's in construction and will be up by time a workshop, but if I can be Fatima, B-F-A-T-I-M-A-H at comcast.net, 425-652-2386. Everyone is welcome to contact and connect with me.
Okay, thank you for that.
Yes.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot about, you know, this dance culture, and anything more you want to add about your connection to the African culture? And
yes, just a long, you know, I'm really intending to develop this memoir so that I can really share some more in depth about the stories, the songs, the rituals, the ceremonies, the colors, the crafts, the meaning behind the dances, the rhythm patterns, the, you know, a comprehensive look at the holistic aspect of it. And I've had 35 years just in Seattle alone in this culture. It's amazingly beautiful, and I feel compelled with all of its, you know, dance saved my life in many ways, because my pain could only take so much residence without me releasing it. And I feel like that's exactly what I'll be transmitting and helping women to really connect with, is some of these buried, buried woundedness from generations. I feel enthused about the fact that we get to heal ancestral lineages, and we are living at a time in history where we can break those patterns, and certainly through body wisdom. So I'm enthused about all of our possibilities collectively and individually. And I feel like the divine feminine, as you so beautifully have expressed that throughout all of these years as our leader, we have an opportunity to really be purposeful and intentional and just take charge as the divine feminine. It doesn't really matter about a lot of anything else, because this time is here, is now. And I feel very prophetic and profound about it. And it's so, you know, there's a Congolese proverb that says the elder women know the dance, because we dance our life experience, as well as that's before us and that's behind. So it's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. I love it. You're talking about this body wisdom and healing our ancestral lineages. And that's been coming up. I've been seeing that with friends, that, you know, people doing work, because there is this lineage that sometimes it holds us back. You know, we're hanging on to things that aren't even ours, and we don't know that it's
exactly
not us. But we've been holding it, we've been carrying it, because there is this, the bloodline and the DNA and all this that's, you know, cellular memory in our bodies. And so moving it moves that memory and brings it out.
Yeah.
And so you are healing that ancestral lineage. So that's healing women's empowerment. You know, we've been living in a patriarchal world for 5,000 years. And so moving through that, getting rid of that patterning and that of how we've been squashed down to be made small, that we can let go of that. It's not ours to hold anymore. And I think that's what you were talking about. It's an exciting time moving forward, and it's critical. And say more, you know, why is the African dance critical for moving forward in 2017?
It's Earth dance. It's Mother Earth. It's the goddess energy. It's the divine feminine. It's from time immemorial. And we know it. It's in our DNA, and we remember it. And it's authentic, and it's down to earth in so many ways. And it's true. It's a very honest, transparent, revealing energy. And with the drum rhythms and all of the percussion instruments, it just takes us right to a place we know as home. And that's part of what I feel is a critical aspect of us really going home and feeling safe there at this time in history like never before, because we are looking into the future and planting those seeds for our grandchildren and their children and their children. And we are intentional. That's a part of the criticalness. I think, you know, being so steeped in survival and whatever that's meant for each person and collectively has hindered us from really creating spaciousness to plant seeds for the future, even though a lot of people felt they were through the consumerism and et cetera and the waste. But now that's over. That dies in 2016. It's over. So, and there's enough of us that will be planning that. That's one thing I love about the Women of Wisdom conferences, is that tremendous amount of collective energy, you know, ushering in and fostering this energy.
We can't do it alone. We can't do it alone.
Exactly. Exactly.
And there's that strength in numbers and the support. And sometimes we're a little leery to, you know, like to step out and be visible and am I doing this right? And yet when we're with others, we don't have to worry about that. There's that support.
Exactly.
We're all in this together and contributing.
Yes. So,
and I know you know you're part of the African American community in Seattle, experiencing. I would love for you to share how you are dealing with personally this post-election time. There's been hate crimes in Seattle happening, and so how are you working in your community to help people?
Well, one thing I'm doing.
We only have a minute, but.
Okay, one thing, I'm being an individual, personal power force for love and for intention and for just knowing that this is a time of awakening, and really just being a woman that way and calming people and talking to people. And it's been pretty effective, I think, demonstrating that and embodying that. And I've been able to do that very, very strongly, Chris. And I'm humbled and thankful.
Yeah. And that's great.
Yeah,
and
starting with self.
Exactly. And you are a person that can do that, and people look up to you. So it's great that you are doing that, because we all need that, and we all need to know what to do when they witness something happening. And staying calm is a good first step. So thank you so
peace.
Much for being on the show today, Fatima. I'm so looking
thank
forward
you
to
for having me.
Conference.
I'm looking forward to reconnecting and having food and loving and being cozy and humanity. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And to the audience, come on out and have some fun. This workshop is promising fun and joy. Joy is a great teacher.
That's true. So Fatima will be doing African dance on Saturday, February 18th. Also Ingrid Burkout, her clay sculpture. So we've got some fun, very diverse things all weekend long. Check out the whole schedule. You know, you can just go to one event. You can just come dance with Fatima, and that's all you need to do for the whole weekend, and you'll feel full. So everything's individually priced, or you can also buy a weekend pass. You know, it could be a great gift to give to someone, an experience. People, you know, we're tired of things. You know, we have so much stuff. I don't need any more stuff. Give an experience. Buy a workshop for your mother, your sister, your girlfriends, so they can experience what it is like to be in a supportive woman's circle. we share stories, we empower each other's dreams and spirit, and we build together a supportive community to help us all. A lot of people have launched things. They've come to Women of Wisdom, and they've shared their dreams of what they want to do, and they get that support, and then off they go, and they launch it. So many people have made so many changes like that because they've been in a supportive community, and women going, yes, yes, do it. So that's one of the aspects of a woman's community and coming to Women of Wisdom. You know, so there's been thousands over the years. It's 25 years. And so I hope to see you there. Just check out everything. We have some early bird specials through December 31st and our featured guests. And also check out the Woman of Wisdom book. It's an exploration of all the divine feminine and all the many voices of people who've come through Woman of Wisdom. There's art, poetry, and stories and people's experiences, and some of our famous speakers, their talks are in the book. And, you know, it's not too late to order Amazon and have it shipped tomorrow and give that as a gift or a post-holiday gift. So you can check out the book. You can look at womanofwisdom.org and, of course, Amazon, and it benefits Women of Wisdom. So at the end of my time, I wish everybody a very happy holiday this weekend. And next week, I'm going to be talking to Kellyanna, who's a music person singing at Woman of Wisdom, and also Victory Lundquist, who has been working very on the front line at Standing Rock. So that should be a very interesting interview next Friday. Thank you.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.